John the Baptist had said to Herod, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife, but if that's what you're into, that's fine. Whatever you want to do with your life, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to get into that. So that's the 21st century version of the gospel. Unfortunately, the old one, they edited that part out, so it just leaves it at, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And then it just cuts it off right there. There's no, like, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, let's, you know, get coffee. All that stuff's left out. And John the Baptist, really, it's someone I need in my life to remind myself, like, to be bold, to be able to stand in our culture, and not only, like, amidst the entire culture, but also, like, concrete individuals in front of you, and say things that are true that won't necessarily be received well. It's very difficult. And it's made even more difficult, especially on, like, the internet, where people are saying the truth, and they think of themselves as John the Baptist, and it's like, you're not wrong, you're just kind of being a jerk, you know? It's like not really convincing anyone of what you believe in, and especially the truth, right? We have to believe that Jesus Christ is the truth, not a truth, not my truth, but the truth, the universal truth for all people everywhere. And we need John the Baptist to remind us of those things that are hard to say in love. You know, what's the most interesting line to me in this gospel is that Herod feared John, but he liked to listen to him. What did John give Herod that he liked to listen to? Well, obviously he appealed to his conscience. Herod knew he was doing something wrong. But also there was something in the way that John the Baptist spoke that Herod liked listening to. That there was overall not a judgmentalism or sort of this anger, but love. That John was motivated by love of Herod to communicate this hard truth to him. And Herod knew that. And Herod was so stupid, he just got caught up in having to kill him. But he didn't want to, it says. Because Herod, in his own way, probably loved John the Baptist. So let's take John the Baptist's example today of being authentic witnesses to the truth, but also communicating that truth boldly, but in love for all of those around us.